This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasoline. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now your host, Rick Moore.
So today, in a few moments, we'll be having Gail Milligan in, who is the director of the Virginia Area Director for Recordings for the Blind and Dyslexic, and we'll be talking with Gail about what they do and what that's all about. If you have a program, an organization, a topic that you want covered, a Level 4 pledge will get you working with me to specifically put that together. I have two special folks in the studio with me today. We'll go age first, and I don't say that at the trauma of upsetting a woman in the room. I think I'm safe with that. Gail Milligan. Gail, how are you?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. Again, Gail Milligan, the Virginia Area Director for the Charlottesville Recordings for Blind and Dyslexic. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And then I say that as age first. Because I also have with me a young man.
My name's Lynn, and I live in Virginia, Pocosin Avenue.
That's my 6-year-old nephew, Ren Hinchy. Ren is going to be doing the program with me today. You're welcome to make a pledge to Sunday Morning Wake Up Call in the honor of Ren Hinchy for being here with us today. Ren is, how old are you now?
6.
Again, for your $100 pledge, your Level 4 pledge, you can pick the topic, the organization that you would like us to cover, and then any other pledge. There's something out there for you. Call us up, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCK. Gail, let's get started on Recordings for the Blind and Dyslexic, also known as RFBND.
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about it. I want to know. It's pretty obvious, blind people. You make recordings for blind people, but a little more detail, please.
Well, quickly, we were founded over 60 years ago in New York City. People with dyslexia can do is put on headphones like you and I have on today, and listen to the books and follow along with their fingers, and they learn to read, and they end up doing very well in school, just as well as you and me, and you probably do better than I did, but hey.
As he nods his head. Yeah, of course. Why are you questioning that? Sunday morning wake-up call on Fundraiser Sunday. Please call up and make a pledge to WNRN. Show the station that we are supported in the area, because again, the station has expanded its listening range from the original Charlottesville area and Lynchburg. Now you can hear us in Harrisonburg if you're listening on 95.1. We're down in Lexington. Lovingston has its own area now. You don't have to worry about where you're driving down 29 through Nelson County. And Richmond, 103.1. We've had so much support from Richmond in the last year or two, and we would love to have more support during this hour to show us that the topics are important to you and the conversation matters. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Ren Hinchy, a wonderful 6-3-quarter-year-old young man here in the studio with me today as we're interviewing Gail Milligan. Gail, Virginia Area Director from Recordings for the Blind and Dyslexic, whose building is right here in Charlottesville.
That's correct.
And did I read it right? There's only like 20 buildings in the nation?
20 recording studios in the country. That's correct. So we have a master lending library in Princeton, New Jersey, which is where our headquarters are. And we have 57,000 books recording that are ready to be on loan to anyone who's a member of RFBND.
How many? 50, did you say 50?
57,000.
57,000. You gave us a definition of dyslexia, and blindness seems to be pretty simple understanding. Can you give me some statistics? Do you have that information with you? Because one of the things that I found interesting was reading some of the statistics about are blindness and dyslexia, are they what make up what you call the print disability? Are there other things that make that up?
Actually, there are some people, a small percentage of the people that we serve have physical disabilities, and they cannot physically hold a textbook in their hand. But about 75% of our members have dyslexia or some form of print disability. About 20% are blind or vision impaired, and the rest have a physical disability. But interestingly, 1 in 6 people in the population have some form of print disability. And so if for some reason they're missed, and many, many are, they get really frustrated in school because they're very smart people, but they can't learn how to read, and therefore they fail. And so there are a lot of people, 60% of our juvenile detention population has a learning disability.
But you have people read the books for them. We're going to get into that in a minute because I want some more explanation about that. But right, don't you have volunteers?
We have hundreds of volunteers in Charlottesville. We have some volunteers who have been with us for 40 years volunteering.
The building's been open that long?
We've been in Virginia for 52 years. The new building is only about 3 years.
Well, I guess I worded that improperly, but RFB&D has been in Charlottesville that long?
That's right. We were founded 52 years ago by Maria Miller.
Can anybody be a volunteer?
Anybody can be a volunteer. We have, and you know what, Ren, the next time you're back in Charlottesville, I'd love it if you'd come to our recording studio so I can show you how our volunteers record our textbooks. But we have people come in, and they do have to kind of try out to see if they have the right kind of voice to record a textbook. And then we ask our volunteers to give us about an hour and a half a week. We have lots of computers, and we have to, there's certain ways that you record a textbook. And also, because we have so many blind and vision impaired members, we also, every time we get to a diagram, like, I don't know if you have a math book yet, but if there's a chart in your math book or a picture in your science book, we have to stop and record any chart, any periodic table, any painting or photograph to let that person know exactly what the content is on that particular page. Well, there is a standard that RFB&D has created that we teach all of our volunteers how to go through that type of diagram or chart or photograph. And since we're in a college town, we have lots of retired chemistry, you know, all that really hard stuff, the science and the math. And it's not hard for them to come and interpret some of the stuff that is practically Greek to us. Stuff that I didn't want to study in school.
All right. Sorry, boys and girls. Ann Williams is going to fiddle with the board while we do this. So, Gail, let me take a moment and shout out to people that they can indeed dial up. And this is another reason as to why. This board has been around for decades, and the folks at WNRN, with the strong technical support that they have, are indeed working on getting new equipment, but it's very expensive. So please call up, make your pledge, and we'll see what happens. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Gail Milligan here with RFB&D, Recordings for the Blind and Dyslexic. Gail, we're talking about how to do textbooks, which to me seems like you would involve teachers. Can a teacher just come in and pick things up that they need to be done? Dad, you need a second? All right. So can a teacher just come in and, you know, make use of things? Can a teacher call you up and say, hey, this is what I need for a student?
Yes. The way it works is we are always keeping track of the textbooks in Virginia that are new. And so we constantly are in touch with schools and teachers to find out which new textbooks they're going to be using in the next school year. And they send us the books that they need, and then we record them and send them to our National Lending Library in Princeton, New Jersey. So not only our Virginia teachers and our Virginia students, but anyone in the country can use our recorded textbooks. But it is textbooks exclusively that we do record, and popular, you know, like Harry Potter and the Twilight series, and books that are popular but that allow students to be mainstreamed. So we're constantly in touch with our schools and our educators to make sure that we have recorded and ready the books that they're going to need in the fall for their kids.
All right, 11:19. Looks like Tad has rushed in and fixed this microphone so that we can continue on. 11:20 here in the wake-up call. Wren Hinchy, noted nephew here, helping me do the interview today. And Gail Milligan from the Charlottesville chapter of Recordings for the Blind and Dyslexic. Don't forget that please call up and make your pledge. We have received a couple pledges already today. Longtime supporter and my friend Brenda Clement Jones with a pledge, and I believe that she scored the Forest Lakes Market gift certificate. The Bel Air Market is still out there, as are plenty of others. Barbara Norden supporting us, her business, ABD No More. She's now doing dissertation coaching. And if you'd like, Barbara has donated, aside from the cash to the station, Barbara's donated from her business, ABD No More. She's doing one hour of dissertation coaching. So if you're out there listening, needing some assistance with your dissertation, call us up, make your pledge, your level 2 pledge, and we can score you an hour with ABD No More. All right, 11:21 here on the wake-up call. Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Flood watch in Lynchburg from noon until late night. Otherwise, cloudy with a 70% chance of rain, just 40% in Richmond. Highs 50 to 55, cooler in the 40s over in the valley, warmer 60s in Richmond. Rain heavy at times with thunderstorms tonight, lows 45 to 50. Mostly cloudy with rain tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s over in Richmond. Right now, it's clear in the valley at 43, cloudy in Lynchburg at 38. Cloudy in Richmond at 51, and light rain in Charlottesville at 40 degrees.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And thank you for being with us today, and let's thank Gene Theory. They have a selection of new and gently used designer denim, including Joe's, Page, William Rast, Sevens, and Citizens, as well as tops and dresses and accessories. Gently used items can be purchased up front from customers, too. Gene Theory is on 4th Street Northeast on the Downtown Mall in Charlottesville. For more info, it's 296-GENE or online at shopgenetheory.com. You can also find Gene Theory on Facebook and Twitter. All right, Gail Milligan here from RFB&D. We were talking about the books that you provide, that you read. Wren, didn't you have a question?
How do you get blind?
Say that again. How do you get what?
How do you get blind?
How do you get blind? Goodness.
There's a lot of ways you can get blind. Unfortunately, people are born blind. People are born with vision illnesses, retinal illnesses. I don't really know that much about eye illnesses. But also, you know that we have soldiers overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan, and a lot of times when those soldiers are injured, they have injuries to their vision. And so we're serving more and more of those individuals.
You were talking about the books, and before coming in today, Ren, doing his homework, wanted to know exactly what RFB&D did. Ren, what's your favorite book?
The Janitor from the Black Lagoon.
So, but Janitor from the Black Lagoon was not in your 57,000 book network.
Is that right? Well, I tell you what, if you have a buddy who uses RFB&D and would like to listen to that book, his or her teacher could give us a call and send us that book, and we always have to get permission from our main library to record something, and then we would gladly record that book for your pal so that they could listen to it as well.
Now, wouldn't it be, do you have to be a volunteer to actually read? I mean, I guess you do have to be a volunteer, but how well trained as a volunteer do you have to be to read a kid's book?
Well, interestingly, our volunteers that read children's books are our best volunteers, because children who have dyslexia are learning to read, as opposed to kids who are a little older, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, are reading to learn.
And do that again, because I find that to be a little an interesting twist.
Young people are learning to read, and so when they look at a word, and it has to be pronounced the exact same way by every single volunteer who's recording a children's book for us, because our children are learning to read. When they get older, they are reading to learn. And so the early years, it's critically important that our volunteers are spot on with every single pronunciation of every word that they read in our kids' books. So they end up, ironically, being the hardest books to record.
Yes, Ren?
What if you're a grown-up and you can't read and you're blind?
Well, if you're a grown-up and you can't read and you're blind, you could come to RFB&D and we could help you get a tutor and help you learn to read with our recorded textbooks.
Now, we've been talking throughout I guess it's 11:26 here on the Wake Up Call. Rick Moore, Ren Henshey here in the studio with Gail Milligan from the Virginia Recordings for the Blind and Dyslexic. We've been talking about how it's WNRN's fundraiser time. Again, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And let me thank Elaine and Rita, who have called up to make a pledge for the show, as well as my friends, Dave and Tracy DeGregory. Thank you so much for calling up, being here with us throughout the hour. But Recordings for the Blind and Dyslexic, RFB&D, is also a community program, correct?
Correct.
And so do you get any state funding? Do you get any federal funding?
We do. We have a state contract with the Department of Education that provides access for every public school in the country. And the federal government is helping us provide a free membership to every individual in the country so that you can use RFB&D at home.
So you have all the money you need.
Well, we don't have nearly the money that we need, but we're fortunate enough to have a lot of support from, you know, private foundations and companies and individuals just like you guys. But we're struggling right along with you, Rick.
And I thought I saw a flyer or maybe something that you sent me online about, you have a big event coming up in April.
We do, thanks. We do have a big event called the Recordathon, and it's a community event. It's a marathon recording week. So April 17th to the 24th, we're going to be recording as many hours as possible. But we're also going to have a free lunch program every day, Monday through Friday, with a relevant topic for seniors, because we're in the middle of a campaign to recruit senior recording volunteers. So any and everyone is welcome to come to the studio for lunch during that week or anytime during that week just to learn more about us.
Are the number of volunteers increasing? Are the number of folks that you're servicing increasing?
Well, there are 75,000 students in Virginia who we could be serving, and we're only serving 12,000 at the moment.
Good grief.
I know. We really have our work cut out for us. Fortunately, we do always have people interested in recording for us. Sometimes that doesn't work out for whatever reason, but we are looking for other volunteers to get on the phone to call our new members, to call our teachers, to call our schools, to make sure everybody knows about us and everybody's being able to use RFB&D the way they need to.
All right, 11:30 here on the Wake Up Call with Wren Hinchey, Gail Milligan, Rick Moore. Please dial us up and make your pledge to WNRN and to the Wake Up Call, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Gail is here representing RFB&D. If you volunteer at an organization that you feel is special, that needs the time to share the news, to share the work that's done to educate people on the topic, dial up. A level 4 pledge guarantees your program, you and I or whomever you send my way, will work together to make sure that the program gets on, the topic gets covered. You're always welcome to send me an email saying, hey, were you aware of this? Did you know this was going on? And if it fits into the schedule and if you excite my interest, let's go. A level 4 pledge goes to the station, goes to the program, and recognizes that you and your organization and your topic will get out there. And there's lots of other things out there. We did a show late in the summer on solar and wind as green sources of energy. I have, for $150, I have a CD guide on how to, let me see if I can find my little note here. Hughes Solar Energy Do-It-Yourself Panel Construction Guide. It's a CD-ROM containing step-by-step information on how to assemble solar panels made from basic Home Depot supplies and industry-standard materials. The guide walks you through construction of an 80-watt aluminum-framed solar panel from start to finish. Easy-to-understand information and answers all the questions you might be afraid to ask. And for that $150 pledge, you get the guide whose value is $125 if you had to buy it. But during this hour, and it's only available during this hour, you can also get a 50% discount on the residential energy audit for Hughes Solar to come to your house, determine where you're losing energy, and have them come out and help you determine whether or not and how solar energy would help your spot. So you're actually getting $250 worth of solar energy information for a $150 pledge that's going to WNRN. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And there's tons of other stuff out there. There's Lee Channing called to say hello. She'll be here next Sunday. And the phone rings consistently during that hour. In fact, we can't even take all the calls when Lee Channing is here. There's got to be somebody out there who would love to make the pledge to WNRN and get the free one-hour session with Lee Channing. There's lots of restaurants out there for all sorts of level pledges. Mono Loco. There's a Bel Air Market gift certificate. If you're in Lynchburg, there's one for Charlie's. Harrisonburg, there's Blue Nile Ethiopian. I have one for Mockingbird, which includes food and or show tickets, or however you want to spend them together. Great Scott's Popcorn. I mean, really, if you haven't had Great Scott's Popcorn, he makes all these different flavors. Peanut Butter Cup happens to be my personal favorite, which helps the folks at ACAC on a regular basis. And Scott is moving, so there's three different flavors of popcorn that I have out there. I think there's maple sugar candy. There's salt and vinegar popcorn. And then there's like a Texas Tornado, which I think is a spicy cheddar mix. And then a gift certificate for his new building. He'll be going into the old Order from Hoarder on the downtown mall. So dial us up. There's something out there for everybody. All right, 11:34 here on the Wake Up Call. Let me finish up our time with Gail Milligan. Rin, do you have a question for Gail as we finish up?
Where do you get the books where people read?
I mean, where do you get them? I mean, you have somebody who donates a name to you or gives you a name, whether it's a teacher, whether it's somebody who walks in and calls up and says, I need this book, whether it's a textbook or I want this book because it's something that's popular. So where do you get it? And how long is the turnaround on that?
Well, it depends on the size of the book, but we get many, many of our books from teachers who know that they're going to be needing them. But also, if one of our members needs a book, we always will accommodate that request. So we always have books cycling through the studio, and it's not one book is not assigned to one person. We don't have the time to have the same person record a book. So it can take up to a year to record a really big book, or 6 months to record something like a chemistry book or a math book. But there are books not only for K-12, but there are books for community college, four-year college, any type of med school, law school, you name the school. If it's a textbook, we will record it.
Last chance to throw out a little information on RFB and D, and then Ren and I are going to get into the begging for the phones to light up.
I thank you very, very much, Rick and Ren. I wish that I could take you home for a little while, Ren, after we have our popcorn. RFB and D is dedicated to blind, vision impaired, dyslexic students. Our vision is for all people to have access to the printed word. And we thank you, Rick and Ren and WNRN for the opportunity to be here this morning.
All right, Gail, best of luck. And your recordathon is
April 17th through the 24th. Come on out and meet us.
All right. And the website?
www.rfbnd.org.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. That's Gail Milligan with RFBND here in the Charlottesville area. Look it up. It's an important community organization. And if your organization needs a little more community notoriety in the best way possible, dial us up, make your pledge, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Let me thank Blue Ridge Mountain Sports for their support. April is hiking and backpacking month. Whether you're experienced or just starting out, the staff at Blue Ridge can send you to all the right places. You can also pick up the pamphlet of 15 favorite hikes in Virginia. Details are at brms.com. You can find Blue Ridge Mountain Sports in the Barracks Road Shopping Center here in Charlottesville and two locations in Richmond. All right, here we are, 11:37 on the Wake Up Call. Ren, what do we do to get the phones ringing a little more?
We have to see.
Well, what do we say? I mean, we want some people who are sitting home and listening on the radio, or people who are driving around, because the phone works even when you're driving. I see lots of people talking on the phone when they're driving, or you can pull over to the side of the road since we need you to give your name, really, name, address, phone number, because you can come in later to pay your pledge, but name, address, phone number, and what special gift certificate or item that you would like as a thank you for making your pledge. How do we get people to get on the phone?
Me.
We give them you?
Yes.
Well, how does that work? Well, I mean, I've already got you here. And so is it your voice enough? I mean, if people come in before 12 or 12:15, you can give them a high five or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, give me something. I need a good reason. I'm sitting at home. I'm listening on the radio. I'm thinking, well, yeah, I guess I could call up, but I don't know. I'm sitting here reading the newspaper or organizing my junk drawer. But what is your request? What is your reason for why people should take a minute and dial up?
Just dial this number and just order a shirt.
Order a shirt. Yes, 979-0919. I noticed that you have your WNRN shirt on.
Yes, I do.
And that's because you made a pledge last time, maybe in the fall or maybe last spring, right?
Yep, it was last summer.
Yep. Well, and let's see, we got a couple other folks who pledged. We have Kathy Hinchy. Is she related to you?
I guess, yes.
I think that she's called your mother and my sister. Thanks to the family for doing that because yesterday I was in here answering phones for Mark Smith and the Grateful Dead and Friends, and the phones got quiet for a minute for Mark, and Mark said, well, why don't we call Rick Moore's mother? She's always out on a golf course somewhere, but this year she's actually out on a boat. So she sent me an email. So thanks, Mom. Mom made a pledge as well. And I get the pleasure of deciding what gift certificate to choose for her. So, of course, I'll choose something that she might spend on me because I'm a good son. Gene McCusker from Home Instead Senior Care. Thanks, Gene. She has, again, always supported the program.
Are you sure Grandmama's your mom?
I am sure Grandmama's my mom. I guess I'm not sure because I have no way of proving it. There weren't any pictures taken at the time. I look like her and I act like her. Why do you question that?
I did never know that you were Grandmama's mom's son.
What do you mean you didn't know that I was Grandmama's son? How did you not know that? What makes you question that?
You didn't tell me. No, nowhere, no way.
Well, is your mom Grandmama's daughter?
Yes.
And aren't I your mother's brother?
Yes.
Well, maybe once you get into second grade, you'll learn that that by itself is a requirement of Grandmama being my mother.
Maybe I will.
we'll test that. And again, that is another reason to call and make a pledge so that these special questions, we can dive into the problem, do a program on parenting. Actually, that's a good question because Mother's Day is coming up. And again, for that level 4 pledge, you can help me, do a show that you want to do. I was thinking about that. I don't have a program set up for Mother's Day yet, but conversation made me think about Mother's Day. We can do a show on single mothers and the pros and cons of being a single mother, some of the issues that are out there. Or we're talking about grandmothers, maybe about grandmothers raising kids in today's society. So, help us get it out there. 11:42 here on the Wake Up Call.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, and this week he arrived quietly last fall and got to work launching Charlottesville's Taste of China restaurant. But now the foodies from near and far are waiting in line to taste his talents. The Hook has an exclusive interview with Master Chef Peter Chang. Daily Progress publisher Lawrence McConnell explains how the newspaper industry isn't all bad news, but instead will prevail. And will new textbooks include less of Thomas Jefferson? The Hook even include something for 6-year-olds. And today's programming on WNRN also brought to you with the support of Blue Ridge Graphics at Meade Avenue and East High Street in Charlottesville. They provide custom T-shirts and sportswear, plus promotional items from schools, organizations, and businesses. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746, online at brgtshirts.com. All right, 11:44 in the wake-up call. Would love to see the phone ring a few more times. I walked in the door with a few pledges already done. The family is really coming out today. 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS. Ren, do you have an Aunt Donna?
Yes.
Well, let's see. Aunt Donna Rigney, not Rinchy, not Hinchy, Aunt Donna Rigney, who is Grandmama's sister, by the way. In case you're still having trouble understanding the family lines, Aunt Donna Rigney called and made a pledge. Donna, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And my guess is, based on where Donna lives, that she is listening by computer, which is also something that WNRN provides and is needed. The pledging is what allows these things to happen. We talked at the start of the show about how we have expanded, we've grown into other areas of Central Virginia, into Harrisonburg and Richmond, and down into the Lovingston area. But it's also allowed us to have better technology, stronger electronics, so that we can have people listening and listening well and cleanly online. Also, John Herman has called up with his support for the program today. Thank you very much, John Herman. All right, Ren, I got a few things here that I want to go through. Again, people can call up, make your pledge. Pick one of the things that you like. If you're not sure, if there's something that, you're like, oh, you know what? I don't know how much that I have to donate, even though I would like to donate. One of the level one pledges gets you a gift certificate to Weeha greeting cards. You can find the cards in a lot of local shops if you want to look around. Or maybe you've seen them in Gearhart's or Feast or Bel Air Market. And Weeha greeting cards started out. It was grown in Charlottesville. I believe that Louisa has now moved to Newton, Massachusetts, but strong opportunities to grow there and then move back. The gift certificate to Weeha greeting cards can be used towards an online purchase for any occasion, invitations, baby announcements, personalized stationery. So you can find something that she already has ready, or you can ask her to put something together special just for you. Ren, you have really brought out the family members. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Did you, like, make some announcement somewhere? Do you have a Facebook page?
No, I don't. I do not have a Facebook page, and you need to be 21 or something, but my mom does, and my dad does.
Well, I think that by the time this is over, you may need to have a Facebook page, because we're getting some family support thanks to Ren Hinchy being here with me. Ren is my 6 3/4-year-old nephew, for those of you who are joining us late. Helping me through the hour with our interview with Gail Milligan from Recordings for the Blind and Dyslexic, and Karen Moore, who I believe she's Grandma's daughter, right?
Yes, I guess.
she's your mother's sister. She's my sister. So Karen Moore is called in to make a pledge. And while we're doing that, let me give a shout out to my nephew, Bryce, who turned 10 yesterday. At least he turned 10 in my mind yesterday. I'm not sure what his actual number of candles was on the on the cake. 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. Yes, Ren?
Happy birthday, Bryce.
Rock on, Bryce. All right, 11:48. We got 12 more minutes for folks to make pledges. There are other family members out there who have not made a pledge. If you go to a Moore, Evans, Hinchy slash whomever, holiday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, there's like, what do you wear at Christmas? Like 48 or something? It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. And let's see, we got pledges from Mom, both of my sisters, and my Aunt Donna, right? There, that means that there, even if you count them as families members, that means my Ren, Kathy, Barry, who are all in the studio today, that's three. Karen's family, that's four more, that's seven. Donna and her daughter, that's nine. That means there's 30 more plus family members out there to be calling up and making a pledge. 979-0919. You folks down in the Pocosin area, 1-877-WN. Are in rocks.
There really are that many people.
There are? Did you think that I was making up that number?
I don't know. Maybe.
I would also like to ask Lazarus to get off the sofa and dial up and make a pledge. How about Lazarus? Tell me what you think of Lazarus. Lazarus has come into the studio several times. He doesn't really talk much. He wanders around. But, Rand, I'd like to know what you think of Lazarus.
He's very nice, and I love him.
See, Lazarus, people love you. Dial up. 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. Really, there's a couple things on the list of options that I would expect. I'm surprised they're still here. The L'Etoile gift certificates, there's two levels. A level four pledge will get you gift certificates to L'Etoile for two people to have a three-course dinner on a Wednesday or a Thursday. L'Etoile has, depending on where you go, there's blogs in the Charlottesville area about best restaurants in town. If you have never been, L'Etoile, without giving my personal toot as being my favorite place, L'Etoile has been ranked by the group, the masses, as one of the top three or four restaurants in town. If you have never been, a level four pledge will get you a three-course dinner from Mark Gresge, who is certainly one of the area's best chefs. And then there is the level two pledge, which will get you the Sunday brunch for two, a $25 gift certificate towards your Sunday brunch at L'Etoile. Really, somebody should call up and score those items. And then there's other things on here. Again, there's a wine book, and we've done programs on wine, Virginia wines here in the area. The Mono Loco, there's two levels of pledges for Mono Loco. There's a gift certificate here from Lynchburg, Harrisonburg, Stanton area at Mockingbird. Yes, Ren, you have your hand raised.
What is a Sunday brunch?
Sunday brunch. Sunday brunch is when you get to sleep in a little bit. You have a little breakfast. You have a little lunch. There's usually some eggs. There's usually some fish. There's usually some bacon. There's usually some, maybe some champagne with your orange juice, or some vodka with your, actually it's more like tomato juice with your vodka is the proper way to have it.
Good grief.
And that's appropriate. Next up, we had, don't forget, you got a few minutes here to call in for Sunday morning wake-up call. And I see one of the phones is lit up now. But the phones kick over and roll over, so you're welcome to call up, make a pledge. The phone line should ring, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. Don't forget the Hughes Solar information is out there. For a $150 pledge, you get $250 worth of stuff. You get the CD, do-it-yourself, on how to build some of your own solar panels and hook them up into your system. And you get a 50% discount worth $125 to go. Sorry, I just got another family donation card. It's good to know that the Moore Evans family is really scoring hard today. That's another reason to like Facebook, I suppose. But the solar panel is out there, and people should support the greenies in town. Dial us up. Make your pledge, 979-0919. Barry and Debbie Moore. Do you know who they are, Ren?
Yes.
And who are they?
They are my mom.
It gets difficult in my family. They're your great uncle, because I'm your uncle. So they're one generation above. But they're not old. They're just cool. They're just cool. Barry and Debbie Moore, thank you. The Pocosin crowd is really coming out. Where the heck is the Charlottesville crowd? Bring it on. If Pocosin, group of 11,183, is out pledging the Charlottesville crowd, boo, hiss. That's all I can say about that. Boo, hiss. All right, Ren, I would like you to give me two sentences on why people should take advantage of the phone lines for the last 5 minutes. Why should people call up and donate money?
Maybe they might be surprised of the shirts.
That's true. They could be surprised of the shirts. What's another?
If they get them, they might be so awesome. Their shirts are so awesome that they want to wear it every day.
That's true. Because if you make enough of a pledge, you don't have to go out to dinner. You don't have to take the gift certificates. You can get more and more shirts. You can get two or three or four shirts, depending on your level pledge, and you can wear them out everywhere. You can be like Ren, who's wearing his WNRN shirt today. That's all part of being cool, showing everyone how much you support WNRN, and that's just how it works. All right, 11:56 here on the wake-up call. This is WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS-FM Sweetbriar Amherst-Lynchburg. And let me thank Specialty Guitars Plus for supporting us today. They're here in Charlottesville. It's where beginners and rock stars are all welcome. Specialty Guitars Plus features instruments and amps, lessons on guitar, banjo, bass, piano, and violin for beginners or advanced students. Consignments are welcome too. That's Specialties Guitars Plus in the Woodbrook Shopping Center on the lower level behind the 7-Eleven. More online at specialtyguitarsplus.com. Ren, hang on just a second, because, you know, it's a few minutes left here, and pledges are welcome at all times. If you're driving around and you're not sure, you're just not capable of dialing up today in the car. But some of the past shows that we've done, just to remind you about why you were listening and why you should support us, we did a show about the 2010 General Assembly. Social networking and the effect on relationships, like today. Social networking on Facebook has fired up the family to dial up and make their pledges. We did community service with Junior League and Boys and Girls Club, Children, Youth, and Family Services. Psychology department folks came in and talked about social networking and face-to-face relationships. Virginians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty. School budget concerns for Albemarle County and all Virginians, food allergies, U.S. economy, and the federal initiatives provided by the current administration. We did a show on escaping endless adolescence, and area veterinarian Mike Feetz came on and took calls. And we'll be calling up soon. In a couple weeks, we'll have Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris on as we talk about affordable housing. Let's see. Here's a call from Irene Burlock for support. Another Pocosin girl. Another Pocosin girl calling up. I know one of the other shows we did, I see Mark Smith here, we did a show on beer, a little beer tasting here on a Sunday morning with Mark Smith. And that was that's because Mark's day job is as an artisan beer guy, not just because I didn't have anything to talk about. Yes, Ran?
That's so funny. Why didn't you do a show about beards?
Beer.
That's without meaning. Beard that you drink.
Yeah, we did a show on beer because beer has become special. Instead of just making it in big, giant trash cans, now people make it as though it's grandmama making brownies. People have their own special recipes. They put a lot of special time and interest into it. And Mark Smith came on, and we talked with the gentleman who runs the Clipper City Brewery up in the Maryland area. And it was pretty interesting. And by the end of the hour, instead of being all tired like normal, like now, I actually had a buzz. All right, time to turn the show over to the Les Temps Purdue guys. Thanks to everyone who called in. You can still call in if you're just catching the end of the program. It is Fundraiser Sunday here on WNRN and the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN rocks. Ran, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I love to be on your show.
And I love to have you. All right, hop down so we can give Drew and Patrick their time and space. Take your headphones off. All right, boys and girls, we'll see you next week. Lee Channing will be here to take your calls about your future.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasolines, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The wake-up call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.